Okay, so the topic for today is the question of Kinyan Dvarim. Gemara, as we know, in Rabbah Gimel, speaks about the Chalukah of a Chatzir. Where it says, so it's number one, Ryan Kimte, and Sneezim, Shimed in Chalukah, Shimed in Chalukah, he runs to my Have, and Hadru Behu. So they decide to Mechalik the Chatzir, and then they can just go be Choser. Can't they just change their minds? Rasim Yochanan, Shekhanam Yon, there was a Kinyan. Economy other my have Kinyan Dvarim Amo. It's very nice to do a Kinyan Chalipin, but it's a Kinyan Dvarim. And presumably a Kinyan Dvarim doesn't work, it's Dabar Shem Mamish. Where it says, the Shekhanu be Yad and Beruchos. Ashi Amar Kigon, Shalom, Zevisok Shalom, Vehexi, Zevisok Shalom, Vehexi. So the assumption of the Gemara is a Kinyan Dvarim Ba'alma doesn't work. Yesh Lachor, why does a Kinyan Dvarim, Kinyan Dabar Shem Mamish, why does it not work? So, different approaches you can take. Every kinyan is comprised of two components. There's the das and the maisa. So I guess theoretically you can say that theoretically one option is that a kinyan dvarim doesn't work because there's no maisa. There's nothing to be for. It's a technical chesaron. It's chesaron in the maisa. That's one approach. Other approach is to say that it's a more fundamental chesaron, this would be techni, or it's mauti. Now, if we say it's mauti, there are really two ways to approach it. Could be mauti chesaron in the echos akinyan, not just the mais akinyan, but there's no ability for akinyan to be chal, the chalos kinyan. The chalos kinyan can't be chal on davar sheim mamish. Or you could say that it's a question of das. I mentioned a minute ago, every kinyan has both das and a maisa, so it could be it's a mauti chisaron in das. Again, this is how I want to present it. Three different options. Is it a technical problem with the maisa kinyan? Is it a fundamental problem either in the chalos, can't be chal, or in the das of the person that if it's not really, you know, if it's not the maisa, in the mamish, you don't have complete mirzas. So I think some of these approaches are found in Farshim. If you look here in source number two, the Ravan, Rechin on Kinyan Dvarim Ba'alma, Zekin Vamako Mashicha Schefet, Shemaknehu Lo, Vidvarim Lashaycha Mashicha. Dvarim Lashaycha Mashicha. Mashani Vishakana Biyado Baruchos, Vikaka Nikna Mekinyan, Shemaknehu Lo Hakol, Rechin on Kilo Maxiko Bakaka. Shmami Nami Hacha, the Machnel Chavero Chefet, O Kesef, Litain Lo, Etain, you're going to do something. Lokana. The kinyan dvarim. Aval Omar hayni makna lecha kesef achevetz ploni sheish lo bevesi. Kind of, I'm being makna right now. It's just not here. Then, if you're being makna lechevetz right now, you know, it's just it's not here in front of you. Kind of. Shekinyan chal al kesef o al achevetz. So this formulation of the kinyan chal al achevetz al kesef al achevetz to me sounds a little bit like it's a problem with actual chalos. Again, it's not so clear what he's saying. I agree. I mean, is he saying it's a technical problem, you know, in terms of the Maisa Kinyan? Or is it a more fundamental problem with the Chalos? But it's certainly not connected to the Das. That, I think, is very clear. If you look at the Maharam Alshich, it's got a perish on the Torah, the Torah Smosha. Somebody once pointed out to me that there are a number of Sfarim called Torah Smosha, Chassam Sofer wrote Torah Smosha, Alshich, and I think there's another one. None of them are actually referred to as Torah Smosha, because the name is a little bit, you know, it's a bit much. You know, we have a Torah Smosha already. Anyway, the Maharam Alshich, also from Chubas, a contemporary of the Beis Yosef, and he is talking about the Rambam Shita, which we'll see a little later, and he has an interesting formulation. Shumachi Chazar V'Amar, he's talking about the Rambam, she'en v'mamish eno nikne kolomar ein kinyin chala olav mitzad eichuso eno nikne klal she'en davar nitzpas lochol Shum Kinyan. Sheino Dabar Nitbas Lachul Shum Kinyan. So I think the Maharam Alshich certainly is saying it's a chesaron in the fundamental chesaron in the Chalos Kinyan. It can't be Chal. That I think is clear. The Ravan might be saying that as well, although you could pull the Ravan in a more technical camp. It's not so clear. But there is an interesting Shut Harif that Rav Enosh pointed out me to, where he actually says it's like an Asmak, it's a chesaron Das. Source number four, about Im Amar Lo Etain. Law kach v'kach, etain in the future, eino nikne, afilu yibershuso, He's clearly assuming that's a chsar and dat. Now again, as far as I'm not 100% sure why, you know,
there's a parallel by davar shalom bala olam, right? There's davar shalom olam
problem in ma'isa, problem in das. There I can hear more. Okay, it's davar shalom bala olam.
So you know, you don't really have das. You don't see the peros on the. I mean, making the peros, they're not here yet.
Here the chayfetz is in my house.
I'm saying etein lecha. So to say it's a chesaron das to me is not obvious. The roof is saying it, but again, it's not so obvious. To me, that's probably the most mechudesh tzad, I think.
We have three tzadim. Is it a technical chesaron the ma'aseh kinyan? Is it a fundamental chesaron that it can't be a chalos on a davar shenu mamish? Or is it a chesaron das also a type of fundamental chesaron in the kinyan? Questions?
Das, I wonder, like, sometimes, like, I think you find maybe an echo of this in Barnes Believe, that there could be times where, even if there's, you don't necessarily assume that there's a pisarim in your das, but there's a pisarim outside, like, the objective.
Al pidin. It's not a chesaron in what you're mischaving,
right.
But you're saying you can hamtik the riff. He's saying that al pidin. It's not because it's not in front of you. What do you say? I'm going to say it's not much of being in front of you. It's in my house. If it's not in front of you, so then al pidin, you don't have to ask. Like,
yeah, maybe. It's also like at the end of the day, like, why are you using this? Why, if you really want to give
it to him. Just give it to him. The fact that I say I want to give it to you means I'm already going to think about it again. And if I really wanted to give it, I would give it now. And the fact that I said that thing shows that I'm not complete off the discuss. So I like that formulation. That's a nice formulation.
Okay.
But I do think it is a chiddush to say that. Okay. But like I said, it's before here in the Shu'at Harif, in source number 4. Okay. A couple of nafkamin to this question. The Rashi in our sugya, interestingly, seems to imply that this is a chesaron in kinyan chalipin, and only in kinyan chalipin. In the Pashas, the Gemara, you get the impression that there's a general principle that the kinyan dvarim doesn't work, not because I'm trying to make that through chalipin per se. But Rashi says, "V'ein chalipin kolin ela davar hanikne o mechar matane o shibur karkos shekinyan chal olav." Oh, mitalfin. So there's some achronim with daik and Rashi, and it seems to be pretty foolish. In a chalipin kodi. It's a din in chalipin. Some argue the Rambam also holds that way, because the Rambam in Perek Hei of Hilchos Mechira brings this halacha down in the context of chalipin. Advarim she'ein mamish in kinin mo'elehem. This idea of kinin. Stam kinin is kinin chalipin. Sharei lokan v'nikne chaveir odar m'suyam v'yadua v'lo ikar v'lo peros ikar hayadua. V'lo ikar v'lo peros ikar hayadua. So some achron jump on the Rambam bringing it down in Perek Hei Hilchos. The problem is that in Perek Chaf Beis, the Rambam goes over this halacha. Ein adam makne lo mecha v'matane al davar sheish v'mamish. Val davar she'ein v'mamish eino nikne. Kezer ein adam makne reyachat apuach v'tama dvash v'eino bedolach v'chol kiyotze b'zeh. L'fikach hamakne l'chaveir achivas peros dekel zeh v'tiras bayis zeh lo kana. Ad sheikne lo guf ha'bayis lo durba. This seems to be the same halacha, and it's not mentioned in the context of chalipin. So again, I'm not sure if the Rambam holds that way. The Maram Alshich that I quoted in source number 3, you know, thinks the Rambam holds that, you know, it applies to all kinyanim, which I think is the pashtus of the Rambam. But there are achronim, including Rav Nachum, source number 7, who think that Rashi and the Rambam hold that this halacha is limited to kinyan chalipin. You want to be makne with meshicha, or meshicha is a little shy, but you makne with kesef, let's say, you know, a davar she'ein mamish, it would be chal. So look at Rav Nachum, v'hinira b'zeh, v'hinei ha'olam mizbar shagar yusuf, v'kinyan dvarim, he, z'lo shayach chalos heischaivus ala pu'ula greida. Okay, he's assuming like this tzad. It's a chesaron mauti in the chalos, right? The we call it the velt. The velt says the lo shayach chalos chizchayvus apula greida, the lo shayach lachol davar zel the kinyan. Lama divi Rashi besugin mivur lochein, mashkaz of Rashi kinyan dvarim who when chalipin konin el davar nikta omechar matana He says the Rambam holds that way as well. So, the first half came into this question. Shar Kinyanim. Wouldn't it be a Chisar in Shar Kinyanim? So, if it's a din in, you know, the fact that there's no Maisa, L'chora would be a Chisar in just as well, right? Or a Slochal. If it's a Chisar in Echos HaKinyan, you know, in terms of the Kapichal, so again, wouldn't make a difference what type of Kinyan L'chora would be Chal. But, if you say it's a Chisar in Das, there's room to say that the Chisar of Das only applies to Kinyan Chalipin, because there's a famous episode that the Rav quoted the name of Rechayim, that Chalipin is a Kinyan that emphasizes Das. It's a Kinyan where the Maisa is almost insignificant, it's just a symbolic act, and really it's a Kinyan Das. That's an approach that's developed you know, by the Rav. It's interesting, not all the Priskos had this Masorah. If you look in the Chidushi Agrach at the back, they have some pieces of the Grizz, and it doesn't sound that way at all. It's like, this seems to be like a Wayu, like a Rav Masorah from Chaim. You have sometimes situations like that where there are different Masorahs. In any case, so I'm not sure how much is from Chaim, how much is from Moshe, how much is the Rav. Either way, the way it's brought down in the Rishimos and in other sources from the Wayu, you know, Rosh Hashivas, seems like Chalipin is a Kinyan Das. And there are a number of Rambams that support this. If you look at source number 8, Zeh Kinyan Ein Sarach Lios Bifnei Eidim. So the Rambam says you don't need Eidim for to do a Maisa Chalipin. And the Ravid says, She'ein Amar Avram Ein HaKol Modin B'Kinyan. Some say you do need Eidim. Why would you need Eidim? You don't need Eidim for Mashiach, you don't need Eidim for Akbah. So the Rambam explained that Eidim, you know, raise your level of Das. It's a, you know, Eidis L'Kiyom HaTavar. They create a certain seriousness in the act. And maybe for this Kenyan that requires just a Kenyan of Das, or almost exclusively a Kenyan of Das, you need a higher level of Das, and anywhere there to concretize your Das. That's one Rambam. Another Rambam, a Katan, Shalova, Chayav, the Shalim, Shaglin, Kosvil of Shtar, She'ein, She'ela, Harez, and Milval Peh, Afro Pisha, Kanu Miyado, She'ein, a Kenyan, Miyad, Ein Kenyan, Miyad, Katan, Klub. A Katan can't do a Kenyan Khalif, a Katan could do Gil Onos, you know, Utos, whatever, they need a certain age, the kid can do Kinyanim. Maybe you can't do Khalifa, because Hadan's Abdas, halachically, and again, a number of Rambams, just brought two, but there is an approach that claims that Kinyan Khalifin is a Kinyan of Das, and the mice is just symbolic. And if it's a Kinyan of Das, you can argue that you need a long, high level of Das, right? Because we need Eidim, you need a high level of Das. And therefore, it could be that dafka for kinyan chalipin, it's a chasar and das. But for other kinyanim, ulai, well, maybe it's chal. Maybe it's chal by other kinyanim. So that's a suggestion that you know, some make in terms of explaining this shita of Rashi and possibly the Rambam, who says it's only a chasar in this kinyan. He mentioned that in terms of the Rambam Ravid, the Rav wanted to say that even the Rambam holds the Kinyan of Das. It's just that you don't need Eidim. He wasn't just pitting on the Rav. They view this as being a Yesod that everybody seems to agree with. But again, it's not totally accepted. There are others who disagree with this understanding.
I think that I'll be the Yesod. You could say this even for some of the other reasons also, that since Chalipin is a Kinyan Das, which makes it more amorphous, so you could say either that means that all we care about is Das, or you could say that since it's more tenuous, so it needs to have something tangible to have that it can be chal on, otherwise it's really nothing. But if other more concrete kinyanim, since they're more concrete, they can operate even, let's say, whether the chalosa kinyan is not as...
You say because it's so Das-oriented, and you still need some mice, so you want to say that if you need a physical thing like this, or this?
Or I was saying, I could hear either one. Honestly, I was saying it for the chalos, but since it's a more tenuous
type of strength is its weakness, it's some type of
exactly. It can't only be in your mind, it has to have some type of expression on something concrete.
And that would be more of a chisara in this interesting. Okay, I didn't think about that. That's a different way of looking at it. Zed Shkach. Fine. Another nafkamina in a very similar question, Kinin Agav, the Rishonim quote from Rav Haigo. Look at verse number 10, Kosov Rav Hai, Dover She'in Bo Ma'amish Kagon Avir Vidira Vachilas Peros Bilo Guf Kululav Mehanya Kinya Afilu Agav Karka. So there is a concept of Kinin Agav where I, you know, I have Peros and I have Karka and I'm knocking the Karka and Agav the Karka, you get the Peros, Kinin Agav. So the Rav Haigo says the Kinin Agav doesn't work by Dover She'in Bo Ma'amish as well. Okay. Not such a chiddush. The chiddush is the Mabit. The Mabit seems to take issue with this and argue. Heru v'fana beizdin hahove b'ir b'yom elu shtar. So he was showed by a beizdin a shtar. Sheknisa leya l'ruvin chasana diras aliyah. So the kinyan was that you can live in the home. Danu kefima shelamadnu kulu. Me, I'm not sure what that is. To Rav Nachman, the lemakne diras bayis havidavash in mamash. So the makne, the ability to live there, you weren't makne the diras. You said you could live there. Okay, you can change your mind. It's davash in mamash. For lakani achinasan habayis the diras. Avilu hachi nearly. So even though you think that it's davash in mamash, it wouldn't be chal. Avilu hachi nearly she yomer lakinin she yader chasana bebayis. Yipnei she kosu v'shar v'kanina. Yiploni, Kinyan, Shalim, Mi'achshav. It says, here's Kona, Kinyan, Shalim, Mi'achshav. Shinira Mizeh, Shiyipe Koach, Kinyan, Hadira, Liknos, Gufa, Shalia, Ladira. Okay, so if he was actually marking the actual Dira, then it's, that's obvious that it works. So that's not so Shechidish. Then he says, Od Nirali, there's another Tzad, Kiz Zgam Zeh, Shekinyan, Lechude, Lokani, Bishtar, Ze kasuv shehikne lo dal amos karka v'matana, v'gavon hikne lo adira. You can't have a kamakne bais ki dal amos shehikne lo umi akarka yadula etzla avir ze ha'aliyah ki ein la karka acher. Rabbi kamakne aliyah she etzla karka afilu she dal amos karka acher har yehikne avir agavo v'kani. So the second thing he's saying, again, you don't need to say this once you say the first thing, but in fact, he's not confident the first thing is correct. So he seems to be saying that Kinyan on a Dabar She'in Mamash doesn't work, but if it's Agav Karka, it does work. And the question is, why would we say such a thing? Kinyan Agav. This is a very similar type of nafkamina. What I say about a Kinyan Agav, and what we call a Dabar She'in Mamash, Agav Karka. So if it's a Chesaron in the Maisa, so here you don't do a Maisa on the parents, meaning here the parents would be the future parents, right? You do a Maisa on the Karka, so it's not a problem at all. So it would be Moel. If it's a Chesaron, though, that kind of a Chalos, Kinyan, kind of a Chalos, Kinyan, I'm sure Ramesh, Lachara, it wouldn't work. It's a Chesaron Das. I don't know, I would say the Pashto word. Again, this might be complicated because it could be totally how you understand Kinyan Agav. Meaning, you know, you could even argue in terms of a Maisa, that the Maisa is just on the Karka, and then Toch Kedei, the Kinyan Eschal. So this Nafkamina, you know, requires a little bit of understanding of Kinyan Agav, and it could be more of din in how you look at Agav. It might be a Nafkamina how Agav works. I'm trying to argue that maybe it's Nafkamina by Dabar She'in Bo Ma'amish. Kinyan Dvar, Dabar She'in Bo Ma'amish, can't be nikne, or can be nikne by Agav, might be telling you in this chakir, that if it's, it's in the chalos kinyan, it makes sense, it wouldn't work. If it's there in the maisa kinyan, there is a maisa on the second item. It's Agav, the first item. And if it's a question of das, I don't mind teasing, that it wouldn't work, but I'm not really so convinced. Okay. If you look here in the Rishimos of the Rav, in Mamitzia, Vur Bergamba, the Mashkin Sudar Kin Agav. So this is the Shitaso that Sudar is all about Das. So the Kin Agav they didn't Kinin Khatz. The Svirli that he hechi the lek of Kinin Khatz and Lakatan who had in ain cutin kinin sudar, Kinin Agav. Near the Vari the Ram so with the Khatz and Lokati Lakatan Mishum Lakav Kavi Ish Khatz and Israel Mishum Shlichus. We saw Kinin Khatz who Kinin Khal Mela the Lee Maisa Kinin Mitarakon. So he thinks the Kinin Khatz is also one of these examples where it's not really a Maisa. Vinisbar, it's a tiknu to katan kona rak oven to the avid katan maisa kina. Katan is only kona with a maisa. Mishum hachi, in a kona elon mashika, the yasora kina mashiku, be pass maisa kona. Shicha is a mice oriented kinyan. So the Rav says there's no kinyan chatzar al katan because it's das oriented. Mimela, agav chalos kinyan akarka, and kinyan chal bali maisa kinyan mitzara konin. Ram so the rabbanon tignu she ktanim konim takanas putos rak ba'ofet shakatan asma oses maisa kinyan. It's good to get rid of this. So again, and now I'm saying more confidently that, especially if you think that by chalipin it would work because it's no da, it's kind of das. Just a second. Right. So to here it wouldn't work. Okay. Next up, Kamina, a question of a Shkiv Merah, Sugis later on. So we have a principle that a Shkivri Shkiv Merah is Kusurin, Kusurin, Kusurin Dami. And the question is, what about a Dabar Shem Amamish? A Shkiv Merah wants to be Makh, Dabar Shem Amamish, would that be, he wants to, you know, let, you know, I don't know, his neighbor live in his apartment. Would that be considered something that's Nikne by Shkiv Merah? So the Rimagash, Tuf Kuf Mem Obey, says that, last line, or the kinyan dvarim ba'amlohu, that yitol ka'amar, hilkach lo mishkachas la ela b'shkivmera. So by shkivmera it works. Right? Shkivmera can be makne adabar shev ha'mamish? The Rimagash says yes. The Rashba argues, v'od shalomatzinu shia hefesh v'shkivmera v'bari v'she'en lo guf, v'she'en lo ela dvarim ba'alma. We don't have this distinction. You know, we have a lot of kulos v'shkivmera, but this is not one of them. A shkivara can't be makne adavar she'en bo mamash. V'teidu lecha da ha-shkivara she'amar yidor ploni v'vayzeh v'yocha ploni peros tekel zeh lo amar v'lo klom. V'lo amirin came in the shkivara who l'havik ilu amar v'vayzeh l'dira v'dekel l'perosov. Just because of the shkivara we don't suddenly, you know, assume that the kinyan should be chal. So, can a shkivara be makne adavar Shein b'mamish or not? That's a machlokes between the Rimagash and the Rashi. So here too, this could be telling on the chakira. We have a certain kula by a shkivara, right? Shkivara, we say, listen, he's on his deathbed, he wants to take care of his affairs. So we forego the classic need for a maisa. So it could be that gentlemen forego a classic need. So to here, maybe it's moel. Whereas if it's a chisaron, it's not shaykh to have a chalos. It's not shaykh to have a chalos on a davar she'en mamamish, so lechora wouldn't work even by a shkivra. If it's a question of das, here too again, it's not so clear. You could say that since he's a shkivra, he's very, very, you know, determined and very, his das is there. Although it could be that even then it wouldn't work. So not 100%. Not 100% clear. Comments? Questions? The last afternoon I want to discuss is the question of Simtuta, the Gemara in Rav Mitzia, Daf Aleph and Aleph, the concept of Simtuta, Amar of Papa, Mishpeh de Rava, Hay Simtuta, Kanye. This is a bit of a focus in the Achrone, what does this mean? Why is it Kone? You know, some try to pull it into the direction of Chalipin, you know, the Kinyan Das, others, they speak about Menuk Sochrim, different understandings of this Kinyan. But the Rosh is a Tshuva, where he discusses the question of simtuta on a davar she'en mamash. So if you look here in the third to last line, Hera li mori hachazan, the Kasav Rei Meir, he quotes from the Marami Rotterberg, his Rebbe, Zel shono, mishinader lechaver la'asos bal bris, af al gav da havi davar she'en lo bal olam, yesh lanu leilach achar aminak. Kiyotze beze amru simtuta ba'asru de kani mamish kani. Right, so the Maram is quoted as saying that if I promise somebody that he's going to be Baal Pris, I can't change my mind. Doesn't make a difference, it's Kone. And what's the Kiyotze B'zeh? The Kiyotze B'zeh is Simtuta. So the impression you get from the Rosh is that a simtuta is kone by a davar she'en mamash.
is Kona.
The Pashas is that's not the case. The Pashas is that it wouldn't be Kona. So what could this be Tali on? Okay, this too requires understanding of Situta. Maybe it's a question of how to understand the Kenyan of Situta. What are you tying now? Well, let me just show you the Kovetz Shurim. The Kovetz Shurim there about Matzia says like this: V'hadam Mahani Simtut Situmta Malkum Kinyan Shub the Samcha Date the Gomeru Makni. Kolokom Mahani V'davar Shalobal Olam. Afilu Yadinan the Gomeru Makni Mishum the Ein Lo Koach Hakna V'ma Shalobal Olam. It's an interesting formulation of Rav Chanan. By Davar Shalolam, there's no Koach Hakna. But here, Samcha Date. So, think if it's a Chesaron Das, here you have it, it's a Kenyan Das. So you would say it would work. If it's a question that it can't be Chal, the Echos HaKenyan, it can't be Chal, so then it wouldn't work. Whereas, if it's a Chesaron in Das, So I think he would say it would probably work, right? Pardon?
That should work.
It should work, right? Okay. So we analyzed here the question of how with the concern of a double shame of mamish, why is it can't divide not work? Is it a technical problem?
What's the rush? I mean, I don't know what you're hearing, but it sounds like from these lines that he's saying as it does more just like the minhag.
Right. Minhag
sofer. So then he might be saying that since
so if this is a minute, it works. Even if it's the Ketar and the Chalos, just if that's a minute, that's a minute.
Right.
Meaning usually when you have to follow your word, that's just a din of Sheres Yisrael, Yadav and Chazon, you know, in terms of hein. But apparently, in some areas, a word is a word and it has more halachic significance. And then it wouldn't be enough meaning for this really. At all. Okay, Shkach. So just begins with what we saw here. Reed Stadim is a Kenyan divided not Chal for a technical reason, it's a fundamental reason. It's fundamental is that it didn't echo like Kenyan, it didn't in the Das. And for Nafkaminas, again, granted, these Nafkaminas might not be necessarily Nafkaminas of Kenyan divided, it might be local questions, how to look at, Kenyan Agav, how do you look at, Simtumta, Vichule, but they might also be connected to this question. The Seder.